Assisted evolution is an extension of this process. By selecting the phenotypes that survive experimental acclimation to more extreme temperatures, or it could be lower pH or other conditions expected under climate change, we can reintroduce populations to the wild that are pre-adapted. Essentially, we have assisted in the evolution of better adapted corals in this case. The level of intervention required to assist in the evolution of adaptation to climate change varies, as shown in this example of corals and their symbiotic microbes. Corals are animals that rely on mutualistic microbes to carry out photosynthesis, confer disease resistance, and aid in nutrient cycling. The coral animal, much like a human, has a community of microbes that live in and on it. So looking at this graphic, the simplest intervention right here is to induce acclimation of the corals itself, as we just discussed. You can bring them in from the wild or grow them in tanks to precondition one or more generations of natural stocks to various environmental conditions. And then you select those phenotypes that survived, and then after assessing the feasibility and risk, making sure stakeholders are on board and obtaining regulatory approval, you can then potentially plant these newly adapted or acclimated individuals into the wild. Another more approach that involves more intervention is actually working with the modification of the microbial symbionts. Microbes can adapt and acclimate much more rapidly because they have such short lifespans. And so if you can find stress-tolerant microbial symbionts to inoculate corals with, that could provide another way of selecting really resistant phenotypes that are resistant to climate change and then outplant those into the environment. Even more intervention can be done through some sort of selective breeding, and this would be to actually select stocks either from the wild or from tanks that are shown to have traits that confer resilience to climate change, and actually breed them, identify the genes that are responsible for climate change resilience or climate change survival, and either genetically modify organisms to contain those genes or selectively breed them, and then outplant those genotypes into the wild. And even more intervention can include the genetic modification of microbes, of the symbionts that corals depend upon for their livelihoods, either through, you know, genetic modification and selection, experimental evolution basically, and then inoculating corals from the wild or already genetically adapted corals with these genetically modified microbes, and then plant them out into the wild in the hopes that they will be more acclimated. So, of course, all these assisted evolution approaches are not without controversy, and some see it as too much tinkering with nature. But given the grave threats that coral reefs face from a multitude of stressors, including climate change, I believe assisted evolution is justifiable in some cases and is certainly a good tool to have in our toolbox in order to prevent extinction of coral reefs.